In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. Last night we went to see the Chosen Christmas special. It was wonderful, but the best part of it was, for me, we met this wonderful pastor, Pastor Karen, and we just were talking, and she said, "I'm a Pentecostal." "That's a Pentecostal church." I said, "I'm a Pentecostal too, Catholic Pentecostal." And we also agreed on the experience that we need in these days is a new move of God. We need a new move of God. People do not know their left hand from their right. And that comes with the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. So I say thank you, God, that I met a woman of God yesterday, and she is your delight. I'm reading from a sermon by Saint Bernard Abbot. Now, you have to listen to the whole of it. We know there are three comings of the Lord, not two, but three. The third lies between the other two. It is invisible, while the other two are visible. Yes, the birth of Jesus and the coming of Jesus in glory. In the first coming, he was seen on earth dwelling among men. He himself testifies that they saw him and hated him. In the final coming, all flesh will see the salvation of our God. Hallelujah. And they will look on him whom they have pierced. We will look upon Jesus whom we have pierced. The intermediate coming is a hidden coming. In it only the elect see the Lord within their own selves, and they are saved. In this first coming, our Lord came in the flesh and in our weakness. In the middle coming, he comes in spirit and in power. In the final coming, he will be seen in glory and majesty. In the middle coming, he comes in spirit and in power. Do you know that God has given us the grace to have power over the enemy, power to preach the gospel? Do you know that we have power to heal the sick? This is not only for Father Tom or Pastor Karen. This is for you, that you have power if Christ resides in you. The final coming will be seen in glory and majesty, because this coming lies between the other two. It is like a road on which we travel from the first coming to the last coming. In the first, Christ was our redemption. Hallelujah. In the last, he will appear as our life. In the middle coming, he is our rest and consolation. He dwells in our hearts. In case someone should think that what we say about his middle coming is sheer invention, listen to what our Lord himself says. "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him." Yes, the Lord is in our hearts, we who have surrendered our lives to Jesus. Oh, yes. There is another passage of Scripture which reads, "He who fears God will do good." But something further has been said about the one who loves. That is, that we will keep God's word. Where is God's word to be kept? In your mind? No. Obviously, in your heart. As the prophet says, "I have hidden your words in my heart so that I may not sin against you." Keep God's word in this way. Let it enter into your very being. Let it take possession of your desires and your whole way of life. Feed on goodness, and your soul will delight in its richness. Remember to eat your bread, or your heart will wither away. Fill your soul with richness and strength. If you keep the word of God in this way, it will also keep you. The Son with the Father will come to you. The great prophet who will build the new Jerusalem will come. The one who makes all things new, that's you and me. This coming will fulfill what is written, as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, we shall also bear the likeness of the heavenly man. Just as Adam's sin spread through all mankind and took hold of all, so Christ, who created and redeemed all, who glorify all, once he takes possession of all. That Jesus, the third coming, is in our hearts. We who have surrendered to the Lord, we who have given the Lord permission over our lives, we who have said to the Lord, I surrender, I give you my life. Oh, yes. That's what God wants from you, your life. I remember one of the saints for Christmas, he said, Lord, what do you want me to give you for Christmas? And the Lord responded, I want your sins. Imagine, the Lord for Christmas gift wanted this saint's sins. Imagine, what's he saying to you? I want your sins. There is forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. There is forgiveness in the cross of Jesus. There is forgiveness. I write a letter 4 times a year, and I always begin with saying, Dear child of God, I am a child of God. Why? Because Jesus lives in my heart. I am a child of God because Jesus changed my life. Oh, my life is not over. I'm expecting to do greater things in the name of Jesus. Greater things by the grace of God, not because of me. I'm weak. I'm broken. But I know someone who works through weakness and brokenness. Oh, yes. That's why so many people listen to me, because I tell the truth about me. I don't have it all together. I wish I did, but I don't have it all together. But what I have is real. What I have is real. We expect that the Lord, in this last of the year, this Advent season, would stir up the Spirit of God in the church, would stir up the Spirit of God in our hearts, would stir up the Spirit of God in our lives. How we need that the Spirit of God be stirred up, to come to dwell within our hearts, that Jesus comes to dwell in our hearts. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him, have dinner with him.
The Lord wants to have dinner with you. You know, it's so good. We're in the middle coming. And in the middle, the God, he's coming in spirit and in power. You know, we know from Corinthians, the kingdom of God is not in speech, but in power. We know from St. Francis of Assisi, he says, preach the gospel and use words if necessary. He displays of power of God. You know, and how do we give ourselves over and walk in the power of God? It's like Father Tom says, Jesus just wants your surrender. You know, we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament today. Me and Father were reading the Surrender Novena, Day 7. And this surrender, Jesus is saying, I perform miracles in proportion to your full surrender to me into you not thinking of yourself. No person of reason, no thinker, has ever performed miracles, not even among the saints. He does divine works, whoever surrenders to God. So how do you do divine works? You surrender to the Lord. You surrender every area over of your life to the Lord. You know, Jesus will come back in glory one day. But until then, we're in the middle coming, where God wants us to display his power and his goodness and his love in word and truth and deed. You know, being at the Chosen last night, it was just amazing because we were in a movie theater full of believers and you could feel the tangible presence of the Lord in there. You know, I'm sure there were angels that came down from heaven who were watching with us. You know, we live in mystical union with heaven. We're living in mystical union with Jesus, with the saints, with the Mother of God. You know, there's so much at our disposal. Jesus opened all of heaven. He's a general. But you have all of heaven at your disposal. So, Lord, I just pray right now that you just soak us in your anointing. Soak us all in the anointing of heaven. You know, so we can walk in your power and your glory and we can just know your goodness. No one has it all together. Father Tom doesn't have it all together. I certainly don't. You know, but we just surrender it over to God. God just saying, surrender. Give me your sins today. You know, give me your glory and give me your pain. Because God makes everything. Nothing is wasted in his kingdom. And God just loves you with an eternal love.
I love what St. Bernard says, that the middle coming is with power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. When's the last time you witnessed to the Lord Jesus Christ? Anthony did just last night. The woman that served us popcorn, he got a word for her that she would be dealing with children. And she said, that's right, I'm dealing with children. Anthony took her by the hand and started to pray. I tell you, we need to make it known about Jesus. Make it known that he is the Savior, that he is the Lord, that he is the King, that he is coming in glory. But until then, he rests within the depths of our heart. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, lives within your heart if you have surrendered to him, if you have given him your life. It's all about giving him your life. People say, well, what if he leads me to South America? I used to be afraid of that. But someone said to me, if he leads you to South America, he'll put South America in your heart first, rather than just take you someplace you don't want to go. It's all about trust. It's all about trust in God. It's all about power. Oh, yes, all about power. We were at the Chancery last night after the show, and I remember going to the Chancery, and there was a woman that worked there who had laryngitis, and I prayed with her, and she was healed. That was years ago. Oh, yes, we take our prayers wherever we go. We pray for people wherever we go. Anthony at the popcorn stand. Oh, yes. You might say, well, you know, I'm not like that. I'm shy. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm shy too. The only thing that has brought me out is the preaching of the gospel. I'm a shy person. I was born shy. But when I preach the gospel, I'm not shy. By the grace of God, because I'm looking for sinners, that they would give their lives to Jesus. That's what I'm looking for people that have transgressed the Lord, drug addicts, alcoholics, just people that go to church but don't know Jesus. I'm looking for sinners. I remember one of the saints, Elizabeth Ann Seton, on her deathbed, she had so many people she brought to Christ. She said on her deathbed, there were so many more that I could have brought. So many more than I could have brought. This is the saint. She's, because her life was about getting sinners to become Christians.
Yeah, altar calls aren't just for the church. 2 days ago, we had altar calls at Best Buy. Yesterday, the movie theater. You know, today, maybe Methadone Mile. God wants to be walking with you everywhere you go. And like it said in the Surrender Novena, no thinker, not even among the saints, have performed miracles. You know, you need to surrender your mind over to the Lord. And when you do that, you realize you'll be standing with someone. You can ask the Lord, you know, Lord, you have anything you want me to tell for me to tell them? And all of a sudden in your mind, you might just get a thought, you know, anoint you for children or whatever it is. And when you trust those thoughts that come from God, you start stepping out. He'll anoint everyone. You know, the day before, I was driving my car and I saw an old man. He could barely walk across the street in Salem. He was walking so slow, he was slowing up traffic. And I was just praying my rosary, and I drove by, and I had the thought. Well, first I thought, this man might be an angel. You know, you never know when you're going to entertain angels on this earth, as the Bible says. But the Lord told me to turn around, and as I was driving to the mall to the church. So I did, and I got out of the car, and he had only moved in 5 minutes, maybe 10 feet. He was going very slow. But I pulled back over with that. I'm going to pray for him, and Jesus is going to heal him, with the full expectation that Jesus was going to heal him. Now, Jesus didn't heal the man, but he had cancer, and, you know. But God knows everything, because I asked, where are you going? He's like, I'm walking to the bus station to go to the mall. I said, well, you know, Jesus loves you. I'm going to the mall too right now. And Jesus had me turn around for you. So then I turned around and I was going to Carmelite Chapel. I told him I'll drive him to the dollar store and drive him to the chapel after. We can go to confession and we can go to mass. And he said he was going to take the bus over, and he was just very grateful as he was getting out. God gave me a word. I just started seeing pain in his back, and the Lord was showing me word curses and showing me from his father. So I told him that, you know, we need to, although he was 80, you know, we got to let go. The Lord wants you to forgive and let go for your father. And, you know, you could tell he was touched. That displays the power of God. Then I was in Best Buy and I was in the line, and Pastor Miles called me. I was giving him a brief testimony of what happened, and the lady behind the counter heard me. And I could tell she was being arrested by the Holy Spirit. And I had a rosary. I told her, here, this is a blessed rosary. It's for you. And she took it. And I said, wow. And I could tell that she was getting touched by the Holy Spirit. I said, give me your hand. She said, what? I said, give me your hand. I'm going to pray for you. You know, the one thing is, people want to be led. And people want to receive what you have. So you're little Christ. You're the anointed ones. You carry a light within you that's not of you. It's the Holy Spirit, God within, as it says in the reading. And, you know, sometimes you want to be bold and kind and just let the Holy Spirit lead. But as I prayed for her, the Lord told me. I just started to think a small thought. The Lord never, not an audible voice, I started thinking. You know, this woman has an anointing for the elderly and children. And as I told her that, she said, that is wild. How'd you know that? I just came back from working at a nursing home. I said, I don't know. The Lord knows everything and he wants you. And then she told me, this is so weird. I used to be Christian. Upon hearing used to be, I told Miles to call you back. And hung up. And then I kept praying with her. And it was a testimony. Because God knows, you know, there was many people around waiting in line to, they thought they were coming to buy headphones, but God had them getting the word of God. And, you know, God gave me a couple things to tell her about having nightmares. And she was, you know, we're not going to get into everything, but, you know, the Lord will give you accurate words for people if you give over the spirit. By the time we were done talking, she was very touched. I gave, the Lord gave me a couple videos to watch about Sid Ross to show God's real Roy Schumann, which is an amazing video, a Harvard professor and his conversion through our mother. And then, yeah, upon walking out, even yesterday, you know, the girl, she had just got hired at the middle school. She said, how do you know I've anointed with children? You know, people need to understand that God is real. Just because we're Christian or Catholic or we know Christ, a lot of people have never understood how real God is, how real Jesus is. Do you know how real Jesus is? That he's not only, he's walking with you, beside you, he's in you, he's through you. His anointing has soaked you, that Jesus is for you. I'm going to give it back to Father Tom, but there was, what was his name, the singer, Matthew Marr? There was someone in The Chosen, his birth name was Matthew, and they said, he said one thing, he goes, I always knew that I believed in Jesus, but I didn't always know that Jesus believed in me. So God believes in you, and he will anoint everything you do. He just wants you to step out. You know, God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? So, Lord, I just pray right now for the anointing. Soak your people in the anointing right now, in that tangible anointing. Let the prophetic flow, let the river of life flow, let the confidence in the love of God flow. Kataba, let the baptism of the Holy Spirit flow, Lord. Let us be conduits for heaven for you. Let the angels flow, Lord. Release your angels and just thy will be done. Because when we say, Jesus, you take care of it, he comes and intercedes with all his omnipotence.
Jesus, I surrender to you. Take care of everything. Amen. Just take care of everything. Oh, yes. Take care of everything. I surrender to you. Of course, he'll use us in doing that. That's the way it is. We have no idea how much grace we've received from God, and we keep it hidden under a bushel basket. I pray that your bushel basket is made of light wood so that the candle will burn it up. Amen. We don't need to be putting our lives under a bushel basket. We need to be on top of a lampstand, because Jesus said, we are the light of the world. Our light is borrowed light. He is the light. And from the light, we receive the light. I tell you, the moon is reflected sunlight. Our Blessed Mother is the full moon. Amen. What about me? What part of the moon am I? I don't know. But I try to witness to people. I try to tell people about Jesus. There was a woman who came in yesterday and the day before she came in, I said, give me your head. And she started to weep. And then she left. And she came back the next day and I said, give me your hand. I want to pray for the person who has cancer. And she says, my son-in-law has cancer. His name is Thomas. So we prayed in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, that Thomas would be healed of cancer. Oh, yes. And I believe that God is doing it. We have a man in our parish who had a neck that was just out of order. He was in severe pain. When we were doing the Life in the Spirit seminar, I called out a neck healing. He was completely healed. And he lost 60 pounds. You see, God is beyond our expectations. He is so wonderful. Jesus is so wonderful. And so many people do not know the wonder of Jesus Christ, that he became flesh so that we might see the glory of God. He became flesh and died upon a cross so that we might see the glory of God. He became flesh and died upon a cross and rose from the dead so that we might see the glory of God. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. If heaven and earth are full of the glory of God, aren't we more important than the earth or even heaven? We are created in the image and likeness of God, and we have become new creations in Christ Jesus. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Do you know the new? Do you know Jesus? If you don't, just say, Jesus, I surrender. I surrender my sins. I'm sorry. I need you. I'm desperate. I'm desperate for you. You know what? I'm desperate for him too. I want more. I want more so that I can pour it out on people. May the Lord bless you this day. May he let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you and give you his peace. And I say to you, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.